We now know the winners of the Grammy Awards. Here is a partial list.
Beyonce.
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 And Beyonce. She won 6 of the music awards, including Song of the Year for Single Ladies, handed out last night in Los Angeles.
Beyonce didn't quite take all the honors. Country musicians won 2 of the top prizes. Record of the Year went to Use Somebody by Kings of Leon.
I'm not going to lie, we're all a little drunk, but we're happy drunk, so.
And Album of the Year went to Fearless by 20-year-old Taylor Swift.
I just hope that you know how much this means to me and to Nathan, my producer, and to all these musicians you see on the stage, that we get to take this back to Nashville.
Which could use it. Nashville music has suffered lately as big box stores cut back their shelf space for its CDs.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do.
Fearless was the top-selling album of the year, according to Nielsen SoundScan, ahead of Susan Boyle's much-reported-on I Dreamed a Dream, which did not feature at all in last night's telecast. That seeming oversight caught the attention of the evening's first presenter, Stephen Colbert.
Remember, you may be the coolest people in the world, but this year your industry was saved by a 48-year-old Scottish cat lady in sensible shoes.
In fact, Susan Boyle's album was released after the qualifying period for the Grammys. Colbert's own release did not have that problem. He won a Best Comedy Album Grammy for A Colbert Christmas and said, quote, I should thank Jesus Christ for having such a great birthday.
The evening's most touching moment came after a 3D video of the late Michael Jackson's Earth Song when his children, Paris and Prince, took the stage.
Our father was always concerned about the planet and humanity. Through all his hard work and dedication, he has helped through many charities and donated to all of them. We'd also, through all his songs, his message was simple, love. We will continue to spread his message and help the world. Thank you. We love you, Daddy.
Part of last night's Grammys held in Los Angeles.